So on any given day, when you have to round people up, your kids, and get them ready, how hard is it to get out of the house so that you get to church on time? Or anywhere on time? So what it does is it basically comes down to logistics, right? Just like at the beginning of the Mass, logistics. If the things aren't in place, you might run a little behind. But logistics, however we approach that, getting ready, packing, looking forward to, making sure things are in place, and setting out, all of that is directed towards a purpose. There's a unified vision, hopefully, about what is to be accomplished. You're actually going somewhere. That means all your efforts are guided, right? By an idea, by an intention, by a hope, by a goal. And your intention is supported by a faith. So our actions are pointed towards a goal, what we need or hope to accomplish. But the only reason we set out is because we have faith. Faith in the car. It will get me there. If the car is not running right, and believe me, I've been down this road and then walked it. If the car is not running right, you might not start out on the trip. The three kings. If the camels are lame, they're not crossing the desert. There's a faith that what you are going to embark upon, either in your own powers or in what somebody else is going to provide, is going to get you there. So there's two things involved: the intention, the goal, the end, and the faith. This morning, we're getting ready to celebrate a baptism. And at the beginning of a baptismal rite, we ask, what name do you ask for your child? And then what do you ask for your child? And we say, baptism. In the old rite, which I think was better, just on this one point, the old rite would say, what do you ask for your child? And the answer came back, faith. And then the priest would ask, and what does faith give you? And the answer came back from the parents, eternal life. There's the goal, and there's what's going to get you there. You set out on the journey of faith to arrive at eternal life, which is life in God, life with God. We see in our gospel today the three kings set out. They have a goal. They're going to meet this new king. They've seen the star. They have faith in their own powers of prognostication, of observation. They have faith in the science that says this type of celestial occurrence indicates, because of our knowledge, it indicates the arrival of a new celestial entity, a king. And then they go about the logistics of making that happen. Today, in this baptismal rite, we will baptize Kara with three gifts. We baptize her in the name of the Lord and then anoint her priest, prophet, and king, a participation in the three gifts that the Lord gives through baptism. The first, priest. We are all baptized into Christ, and we are all priests in the common priesthood of Christ. And baptism allows us to do that which the non-baptized cannot do. Baptism matters. What is it that the non-baptized cannot do? They cannot participate in the priestly offering of Christ on the cross, made present here on the altar. To be baptized is to be baptized in Christ, such that what you bring here, intentionally, with your heart, with your sorrow, with your prayers, and put on this altar, is an offering to God that is taken up in the priesthood of Christ Himself. So you are all priests, and you all come and make an offering. That's why we come to church every Sunday. We are the priestly people. Prophet. Baptized into Christ, there is a share in the Spirit. The Spirit that illuminates the heart and mind of the believer, if they cooperate with that grace, such that when they hear the Word of God, it resonates in their heart and in their soul, and they speak it into the world through their actions and in their words. You are all prophets. The Lord has called you to a prophetic mission. Each and every one of you, even if it's only within the context of your own family, it doesn't mean standing on the street corner for everyone. But it does mean speaking the prophetic word, the word of forgiveness, the word of love, the word of challenge, the sacrifice of self, within the context of those that the Lord gives you to shepherd. Parents, right? Priest, prophet, King. King. Everybody here is a king except Father King? No, right? Father King is not the only king. We are all kings in Christ because, and this is how the ancient church, they understood this. In antiquity, humanity was completely at the service of and at the whim of the elemental forces, of the demonic forces, of all kinds of forces that created their reality over which they had no control. King means that in the power of the Spirit, we walk in our own destiny according to our choice. You have the reign over life and death for you for all eternity. To the extent that you claim to rule within your own life, you are not subject to the powers and the whims of the elemental forces, nor the demonic. But the only way that you can reign and rule within your own heart is to allow Christ to reign, to participate in his kingdom, to allow Christ to rule in our hearts. So when we celebrate baptism, we celebrate the three gifts that we hear, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh, right? We celebrate these three gifts in such a way that it challenges us on this day to say, we are on a journey. And we make all kinds of logistical preparations for that journey, the journey of life. Right? Logistical preparations. I need a job. I need to provide. We need to eat. We need shelter. We want to have some leisure time. We want to retire. All the logistical stuff, all fine and well. But where are you going? Where is it directed towards? And by what will you be directed in that? We are all headed towards life with God, and it is our faith that guides us, strengthens us, and allows us to walk that journey. So on this feast day, this great solemnity of the Epiphany, the shining forth of God, the church calls out to her members, to all of you who are priest, prophet, and king, to walk in that light. Whether you're young or old, walk in the light and enjoy the gifts that the Lord gives today.